This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
The Peace of the Father. The Peace of the Father. Just say those words with me now. The Peace of the Father. And when you say those words, don't you sense it? Don't you feel it? We're at part 14 of this series, The Peace of the Father. And today, we're looking at 1 Peter, the third chapter. And verses 9 through 11, it says this: don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Oh Lord, why is it, Father? Why is it that we want revenge all the time? Why is it, Father, that when we are hurt, we want to hurt back? Why is it, Lord? Why can't we just bless instead of cursing? Why do we need to retaliate? Show us, Lord. Show us today in this word. I pray in Jesus' name. You know, looking at the terror attacks that have been happening in London over this last 3 months or so, we've had three different attacks. And now, someone has attacked Muslims, has sought for revenge. And as this person has sought revenge, he has had no thought at all about what he's doing. He's just committed to revenge. So he drives a van and drives it in front of and through all peoples coming out of this mosque in Finsbury Park. There is no justification for it. But it's because I believe this man is driven by revenge. And so he'll take his revenge out on anybody, doesn't matter who they are. And that is what revenge does. That is taken to the extreme level. When someone hurts you, when someone says something or insults you, why is it that you want to take revenge? Why is it that I want to take revenge? And actually, the Lord shows us very clearly that when we do take revenge, we don't feel any better. We don't feel any better at all. Jesus said, if someone slaps you on the face, turn your other cheek. In other words, let them slap you again. Give them the coat off your back. If someone slaps us in the face, our immediate reaction is to slap them back. So what happens if we stop? But we bless that person instead, as Peter is suggesting here. What happens then? Do we think that we're going to be laughed at and mocked? Do we think that person's going to say, oh, you are so weak? But God shows us that when we turn the other cheek, when we don't repay evil for evil, that's where our strength is. And that strength comes from the Father. When we are cursed and we turn that to blessing and we bless that person, does that show weakness? That shows incredible strength. God is showing us that now. And as I'm bringing you this word, I'm seeing it clear and clearer and clearer, how God is bringing blessing to us as well. Do you feel humiliated when someone insults you? Turn that humiliation into a blessing. And the humiliation will go in a second. How do I know that? David, how can you be so sure of that? I'm sure because it's written right here in Scripture. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. Just say to them, I bless you in the name of Jesus. And by saying those words just came out of my mouth now. And as I said those words, I felt incredible peace. I bless you in the name of Jesus. That is what God has called us to do, you and I. He's called us to do that. And then Peter says, he will bless you for it. He will bless you for it. And as Peter is telling you that God will bless you if you bless the person who has insulted you, he backs it up with Scripture. That's what we all love to do, us who preach. We love to back what we say up with Scripture. It's really important. I can't bring you a word and not back it up with Scripture. I can't just say what I want and you're going to accept it. You'll only accept it when I back it up with Scripture. And that's what Peter is doing. He says, for the Scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. That's what you got to do. If you want loads and loads of happy days in your life, if you want the peace of God that passes all understanding, then make sure that your mouth doesn't speak evil, your lips don't tell lies. Do that, and you'll see. I love that. I love it, how Peter backs up what he's saying with Scripture. This is what God has called you and I to do, beloved. To bring peace. In verse 11, Peter says, "Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it." Well, by blessing someone who has insulted you, I believe the Father brings you his peace. The peace of the Father comes upon you. So you're searching for this peace. You find this peace, and then you need to work to maintain it. Because if one person insults you and you give them a blessing, the next person who insults you, you might not give them a blessing. You might want to retaliate again, go back to your old ways. So Peter is saying, no, don't do that. Instead, search for that peace. Search for that peace that comes from the Father by blessing someone who insults you, by blessing someone who is angry with you. Don't retaliate, because by retaliation, you create argument, you create conflict. You have to. If someone is shouting and screaming and hollering at you, and you retaliate, then conflict is there. How about if you were to say to someone who is insulting you, I pray the peace of God upon you, and I pray God's richest blessings upon you. And you say it like that. Can there be conflict? Because if the other person begins to insult you again, there's no conflict. And I have to say, they will look mighty silly, because they'll be arguing with themselves. And all you're doing is saying, I pray the peace of God upon you. I pray the blessings of my Father upon you now, in the name of Jesus. What's their reaction going to be? Do you know, I have no idea. But I don't care either. Because I know that God will honor what you have asked for, and that is to bless that person. Take your mind off evil things. Put your mind onto things of God. Keep your eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus. And the peace of the Father is never going to leave you. Jesus says he will never leave you nor forsake you. That means his peace will never leave you nor forsake you. When Jesus was on the water with the disciples, he rebuked the wind when they were in a storm, and he said, silence, be still. And there was the peace. Oh, I would have loved to have been in that boat. When Jesus declared, silence, be still, the peace must have been tangible. Well, his peace is tangible today. And as I'm bringing you this word, I know that I know that I know that you sense his peace. You feel it now. I know you do. Because I do. Wherever you're listening, if you're listening to the live broadcast, or you're listening to the repeat, or you're listening to the podcast, it makes no difference. I pray now, in Jesus' name, for the peace of God to be upon you, for that peace that passes all understanding to be all over you, and to take away the fear and the anger and the disappointment. I pray that now, in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, it is not complicated. I'm not asking you to do something that certainly I wouldn't do myself, but I know that God has been talking to me during this particular Hour One Nugget, as well as He's been talking to you. Because quite often, when someone says something to me, I retaliate and I regret it immediately. Someone was saying something to me the other day, and they were insulting me, and insulting me some more, and insulting me some more. And I just said, yep, okay. What I failed to say is, may the peace of Jesus be in your life now, and may the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ be bestowed upon you now. I don't know what would have happened if I'd said that, because I didn't. But you know what? From this moment on, that is what I'm going to try and do. And I'm going to try and maintain that peace in my life. I pray that the Lord would help you do the same. In Jesus' name, amen.